This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
No, it's me, the Triple SD. Welcome to the Deep In Sessions. How are you? Tonight, we're joined by an artist who doesn't just play within genres, she dismantles them. From the high voltage energy of the London Underground to the alternative stages of Tamaki Makaurau, she's fronted rock bands, powered synth pop duos, and now is a driving force within the soundscape Sirens Collective. She is a vocalist, a songwriter, and a self-described genre vandal who brings a powerhouse energy to everything from heavy breakbeat to ethereal house. We're diving into the process, the politics, and the pure 170 BPM chaos of MX Dicey. Kia ora, MX Dicey. How are you?
Great to be here.
Oh, thank you for being here. How good is Aotearoa Music Month? How's it been for you? Are you vibing?
I'm vibing. It's been really, really busy.
Gosh.
Yeah, I've been planning my first ever single release gig, and everyone is really excited for it. So it's been fantastic.
This is the way. Now, I've got some questions for you. Ready for these?
Yeah.
Nice. So, when you're starting a new track or a vocal hook, do you start with a structured lyric or do you just find the sound and carve the song out of it until it feels right?
Definitely the latter. It'll come to me in a dream or at 3 a.m. or in the shower. Right. Just a hook that will just be so infectious that I can't stop singing about it or just jamming to it. And I'm just singing it in the kitchen the next morning and my partner's like, hey, that's good. And I'm like, it is, isn't it? And that's when I get it into Ableton Live and then just kind of find the flow from there. Sometimes it takes a couple months, honestly. But you know, if you haven't forgotten it by the next morning and you're still jamming on it, then it's going to be a winner.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it when that happens. But it's so annoying because I get really obsessed on it. Like, I'm like, no, anything I do is constantly infested with this thing, this concept that I have to do. And it goes round and round. And I'm sure other creatives are like this. And I love the fact that you get stuff from your dreams. That's absolutely cool. That's really cool. And that's really speaking to the source and channeling Dionysus, the muse. I love it. So you call yourself a genre vandal. If you had to smash together two genres that shouldn't work together for a new track, what would they be?
I say R&B and synth pop, because I mean that is basically what I am. But you don't really hear much. You don't really hear those two meshed together. I mean, I'm guessing like Flying Lotus, but it's more kind of like jazz.
True.
Since pop, but and I'm a big fan of Flying Lotus. But,
oh, big ups Flying Lotus.
Yeah, yeah, incredible. But like with those like R&B vocals, I never thought that actually work over synth pop, but I make it work. I just allow the music space to breathe so it does work. That's more like it, yeah.
That's super cool. And you certainly do allow it to let it work. I just need to call out before we go on to the next question, the selection that you've provided today, listeners, hold tight. It's deep, D deep. Big ups to you, Mixed Dicey, big ups. So drum and bass is a huge part of your identity. What is it about that 170 BPM energy that allows you to express things you just can't reach in other genres?
I wouldn't call myself drum and bass, to be honest. Do you reckon it is?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's got that flow. It's got that vibe. It's got that, like, sort of, the cadence of the beat, of the structure, and it's got that deep sub. You know, I would argue yes. I can totally hear it. I can, as a junglist anyway, you know, I can hear the evolution. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Maybe it's good, which means maybe that's a genre that I can explore. I don't know. I know, like, for example, I don't know if bicep counts as drum and bass.
Oh, yeah, kind of. It's getting close.
It's more like breakbeat.
Yeah, it's drum and bass adjacent, anyway, I'd say.
Yeah, but I really love them, and they're a massive influence on me.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just maybe just something in my brain just really, really likes the repetition. And just something that I can nod my head to and just move my whole body to, and just knowing that it won't stop. Just something about it, just getting into the groove and just really, yeah.
Man, you just epitomized drum and bass, actually. That's pretty much the vibe of it. So I think you're there, but yeah, maybe it's kind of like, you know, possibly I could be speaking out of the limb here, but maybe it's due to your background, due to, you know, where you come from sonically, ideologically, etc. Maybe it was just kind of in the background for you, and it's just kind of possibly seeped through. And it's interesting that you talk about bicep and how they're quite a big influence, because, you know, bicep are an interesting group, right? I mean, they started out as being totally forward to the floor, but then they sort of bought in that sort of, like, you know, that cool hard steppers, do you know what I mean? Like hard kick, hard snare, and you can hear it in songs like Tangs, and the list goes on. It's always present, and, like, it's been interesting to watch their evolution, because I'm a big fan too. Big fan.
Cool.
Yeah.
I saw them at Laneways and they just blew my mind. I haven't actually checked out their older stuff, so it's the newer stuff that I'm into.
Yeah.
But I will, backtrack and just see how they evolved. And it's probably a similar trajectory that I've been on.
100%. Yeah, I definitely recommend it. And I definitely recommend it to everyone out there listening. Deep dive bicep vibes.
Incredible.
So you work across rock, synth pop, and other genres. Is there a specific piece of gear or a lucky instrument that has survived every one of your musical phases?
No, actually. I've had to, like, I guess I started out trying to start a rock band because, you know, I was into Tool, Pacific Circle, Radiohead. Uh-huh. And I wanted to get that real grungy sound on my guitar. So I really started, like, starting, like, quite a few, like, I think three or four different iterations of rock bands over the last 15 years.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I listened to a lot of Crowded House, and I really wanted that Hot Cake. So I got Hot Cake, I got my, like, Boss Digital Delay, you know. I just, like, was really into pedals for my, you know, Stratocaster.
Uh-huh.
And now I've left that completely behind, and I'm playing MIDI keyboard on Ableton Live.
Interesting.
The only thing that's really survived is my microphone, honestly.
Oh, well, that's a survivor, do you reckon?
I will go back to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I was going to ask you, like, do you think that there'll be a time in the future that you'll go, and pick up the pedals and do some, like, real atmospheric kind of, like, rhythm and make some weird...
100%, yeah, because I do love playing the guitar. I'm just not amazing at it.
Yeah.
I still love it, and I was a bit of a guitar nerd, so, I'm definitely keen to take some lessons again and bring it back, because I know there's an amazing... there's a band called Digitalism that I really love. A German duo that also use Ableton Live to gig live. They've just got some great guitar bass tracks, and they're just absolutely beautiful. They're a massive inspiration for me, and just trying to emulate that sound. It's like just freeing, like, really beautiful guitar picking, but with this really, like, big boomy bass.
Yeah,
and it's a really lovely juxtaposition, and almost kind of sound kind of like euphoric and heavenly. So I love tracks like that, just they just take you to a different place. Yeah. And that's definitely what I'm trying to do in every track. Just, yeah, move you in a different way emotionally with every turn.
Okay. And you certainly do. And I can't wait to see you move us in a bit of more focused, interesting emotion in the future.
Yep. Okay.
So if your music was a political statement for the future of the underground, what's the one rule you're trying to break or the one value you're trying to protect?
Oh, that's an interesting one. You ask such good questions.
Thank you.
I guess I'm just repeating myself, but just being a bit edgy, you know, every song has something that will challenge you. In some way, either you're thinking about something different or you're feeling something different, or there's an interesting time signature that you can't quite wrap your head around the first listen, or there's some dissonance that gets to you.
Nice.
Or there's a new instrument that you didn't think would work with the rest of the track, and you're like, oh, actually, that works really well. So I guess just challenging people with every song that you make.
Yeah.
Just not doing the same thing that you've always done, or just always innovating. So I just say challenging people.
I love that. That's fantastic. That's an amazing answer. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. So as someone who bridges the gap between music and visual art, what's one colour or visual texture that perfectly describes the sound of your current projects?
Honestly, I get a lot of help from my friends to design things because I might as well be blind. Like, visually, I think I'm mentally broken.
Surely not.
No, like, I've got a lot of, I'm good at a lot of things, but visually, I don't even decorate my room or my house or my desk at work. Like, nothing. I might as well be broken. But that is okay. I guess the vibe I'm trying to give off is just staying true to myself. Because, yep. I'm a martial artist. I love fighting. I love the energy that gives me.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, you have to dress a certain way to do that. And I guess that's kind of more the energy I want to give to my music. So I guess maybe kind of industrial.
Okay.
Kind of moving more into that kind of, I don't know how to garden. I've killed every plant I've ever owned. I've always lived in the city.
Yeah.
So, I'm guessing, in terms of vibes, probably moving more into kind of like that kind of sporty and dumb. That sounds really strange, but I'm not a visual person. So uh-huh, I don't know.
No, I totally get it. And the whole shtick, if you're out there and you do, is that I like to go deep, right? And I like to like you.
Yeah.
I like to challenge. I like to bring forth the reality of the moment. It's all very imperative, and there's no right or wrong answers, but you just killed that answer. I love it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I haven't really thought about that. And I probably should start thinking about that.
Well, I'm happy to help. I'm happy to help. My pleasure. if you could create a 24-hour festival anywhere in Aotearoa with zero budget constraints, what's the one must-have feature you would include to make it legendary?
Oh, wow. This is a good one. I don't know how honestly to answer this, but I don't know who's going to be listening to this.
Uh-huh.
But, I guess maybe... Oh, gosh. Actually, I don't know if I'm brave enough to say this.
So, be brave. You're in a safe space.
Everyone can have the fun that they want in a safe way. So they'll be...
I think if you can read between the lines and you understand the subjective reality of your position, a subjective reality of your own will come forth from that answer. I know exactly where you're going with that. That's a fantastic one. My subjective reality of it. Do you know what I mean? Like, not yours, mine. Moving on. If the McDicey sound was a pie, what flavour would that pie be and why?
Oh, okay. The pie question.
The
Soundscape Siren, which I'll remind everyone, we've got a gig on May the 16th, ended music month, which is next week.
Nice.
It's going to be freaking awesome. Vanessa Toddle's playing, Talmar's playing, So that pie I described as, I think, what, like berries with treacle and popping rocks, because like we're kind of dark, mysterious, but we've also got, you know, some fire behind us. Or mixed icy, I think probably more like kind of more tropical, you know. So maybe the, instead of like mixed berries, kind of like more like lychee and peach and, you know, just something a bit more tropical. And I still like the popping rocks.
Yeah, you got to have those pop rocks.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd say that'd be my pie. Yeah.
Nice. A tropical, peachy, pop rocky kind of pie. Yeah, okay. I can get it. I'm with that. Rumor has it is that there's going to be a world exclusive of one of your tunes to drop straight after this interview. Tell us the name of that track and tell us about that tune.
Yes, thank you. It's called Sinister Vibe. And unfortunately, you know, as a POC woman, I have had some bad experiences with some creepy guys. So, that is what the song is about, basically. But it's a very lighthearted song, you know. So it was actually two different ideas kind of meshed together that I didn't think would work, but they somehow over the years, they kind of came together. I had this like kind of infectious idea for this steel pan part, and my dad owns a set of double steel pans, for my dad's from Trinidad in the Caribbean, and he still won't tell me how much he paid for those pans. But you know, he's doing his best saloon, you know, because I live in Kirikiri. And I got it down on the logic, the idea, and kind of stitched it together. It's kind of been sitting on my hard drive for a very long time, and then I know this other idea came out of the ether, and just kind of stitched them all together, and now it's like this, steel pan based. I don't know how to describe it, but basically the lyric is, it's getting sinister vibes, and it's kind of a bit like spooky, and Lonely Hawk Studios, Ben's incredible, he pitched down the vocals when he mastered the track.
Nice.
Just to give it a bit more of a sinister vibe, and it worked really, really well. So I'm very excited for everyone to hear it.
It's absolutely amazing. I've been like listening to it on over and over and over since you sent it to me a couple of days ago, and I gotta say, it absolutely slaps. It's a very, very, very amazing tune. So out there listening to this, turn it up, crank up that sub, light it up. We're going deep. Mix Dicey, thank you so much for being here with me today. It's always a pleasure. I can see a glittering future coming for you. If you're out there in Tamaki Makaurau around Aotearoa and you see Mix Dicey on the bill, see Sirens Collective on the bill, get the Soundscape Sirens Collective on the bill, get there, support. Absolutely vibes. Thank you so much for being here with me today.
Thank you. And one more shout out. So the single release gig is Saturday, July the 25th at Ding Dong Lounge. So please follow me on Instagram, MXDICEY, and come to that gig also. It's going to be incredible. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. And of course, we will be posting all about this on our Facebook page at Deep In Sessions, and also our Instagram page. But enough from me, let's hit the tunes. Yeah?
Yeah.
Wicked.
Just need a moment to unwind. but high key. Everything you say is the right thing, but you text me every day and I can't keep acting like I feel the same. I don't know what to say, you're so sweet. I don't know what to say, but you're so sweet. I don't know what to say, but you're so sweet. Everything you say is the right thing, but you text me every day and I can't keep acting like I feel the same. I don't know what to say, but you're so sweet. Yeah, you're so sweet. Yeah, you're so sweet. Yeah, you're so sweet. Yeah, you're so sweet. You don't have to change, keep it high key. Yeah, it's kinda strange how you like me. You're around in your BMW, driving around in your BMW. By the looks, lots of girls want a piece of you. It's a nice guy, it seems that I should want you. But I'm stupid and I fall for all the news. But I'm stupid and I fall for all the news. But I'm stupid and I fall for all the news. Everything you say is the right thing, but you text me every day and I can't keep acting like I feel the same. I don't know what to say, but you're so sweet. You're so sweet, yeah, you're so sweet, yeah. Yeah, you're so sweet, yeah, you're so sweet, yeah. You don't have to change, keep it high key. Yeah, it's kinda strange how you like. Thank you.
several days a week. Sure, I might quit. Bitch, I'm on the edge, might get violent. Fuck I'm doing here, I'm trying to be a superstar. I don't think I'm made for this life. I don't think I wanna work a day in my life. Bitch, what? Paying rent takes the bread from my night. Studio at 10, but I finished at 5. Every day I rise, I'm reminded to surprise. That I gotta pay in order to simply just survive. I could play a show, 15,000 front row. At the end of the day, got a cock and got a four. I've been working late for that night shift. Several days a week, shit, I might quit. Bitch, I'm on the edge, might get violent. Fuck I'm doing here, I'm trying to be a superstar. And go abroad. Yeah, why you yelling? Why they mad? I've been acting super bad. We're not friends. That's a fan. That's a motherfucking fan. Once I get it, they gon' like a light switch. Ride the wave like a Pisces. I've been working late for that night shift. Several days a week, sure I might quit. Bitch, I'm on the edge, might get violent. Fuck I'm doing here, I'm trying to be a superstar.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.